Successful ops video window.
Okay. That was annoying.
One way or another, my path will bring me to them. Someday, when it does, we will have a reckoning. One way or another, my path.
Oh, is there something else you need?
Where did you learn so much about plants? Now, was there something else you needed?
Okay.
New notification from incoming call. Skype, Christopher Thornbill, the great plan. Incoming call. Skype row one, Skype window, Skype message edit. Open it. A call from Christopher Thornbill at 7:36 p.m. A call from Chris. She'll be great. Oh, nice. I will definitely be looking in. Heroes call one. Skype. Find me at the group button. Find button. Open down the great. Grouping. The great plan. Group chat. A call. Seven. Opening chat. The great plan. Type a message edit blank. Open expression. Jump the last message button. Type a message edit blank. Open it. A call from Christopher Thornbill. Unread from year one of two. Report two of two. A call from Christopher Thornbill at 7. A call from Christopher Thornbill at 7:36 p.m. Grouping. Cancel button. Find messages in current conversation edit. Cancel button. Type a message edit blank. Open expression. A call from Christopher Thornbill at 7:36 p.m. A call from at the group. Find button. Open at the great sort menu. Recent chat button. The heroes call 1.3.4. Stream chat document. Type a message. Edit type a message. A hero's call 1.3.4.
Oh, shucks.
Ops went op 64C. Select start recording checkbox. Stop streaming checkbox checked. Desktop list. Document. Ops. A hero's call 1. A hero's call 1.3.4. New notification from Skype. Kenny Bay in the great plan. Can't talk now. What's up? Skype. Dot text input reply window.
Alright. Shucks.
Where did you learn so? Now, was there something else? Where did you learn there? Let's...
Very well.
Sorry, guys. My net... That's another reason why I've been hesitant to stream until now. My net is terrible. It doesn't take much to overload it. And,
New notification from incoming call. Skype, Christopher. Start with... Skype. Skype. Skype window. Skype cannot be used for emergency. My info... Your Skype credit, more options, search, use, dot, select, meet, dot, new chat, sort,
alright,
video on, end call button.
So,
A hero's call 1.3.401,
so I did not realize that the stream had crashed, so hang on one second.
Which file will you load? Shelby. Shelby. Game entering ancient road, press it.
Okay, cool. So, alright.
I'm in the demo mode.
Say again?
I'm in the demo mode.
Okay, all right, so now that we've done a few more things, I'm thinking that we can get back to this quest that Matthias has given us. So let's go...
Skype row one, column two, Skype window, end call button.
Let me share my screen first of all.
Open conference, share screen, show reactions, share... Close button, share screen button, include audio, close button, include audio with your screen share session on, then close button, display one, share screen and sounds button, screen sharing started.
Okay, cool.
A hero call 1.3.4.
Screen share, you're okay.
Screen share started.
Alright, so
current quest, the Ties at Vine, reunited.
Let's go find the quest.
The Ties at Vine.
Ties at Vine, okay, yeah, let's do this.
When he came upon Matthias' old home, it was clear that the site troubled him. He said that his family died there, perhaps I could get him to open up about his past now. Can he pay
left? Okay, that's the one that we're working on now. So,
okay, so... Which one are we, what are we doing? Are we doing a hero's call or CR?
Yeah, we're doing a hero's call.
Okay, cool. I'm trying to get everything set up right now.
Okay.
Or VIP.
Alright, so let's talk to Matthias? Matthias? I'm not really sure how you pronounce it. I think it's Matthias. I feel kind of bad that I don't know that, but anyway. Oh.
Reunited.
Okay, cool. I need to get out of this menu first of all. Okay.
Which party member? Glenn. Matthias. When you were at your old home, you said your family died there. Would you like to talk about it?
It's not something...
Now, I have my... it comes up as Fred Valhalla on VIP Mud.
I was killed by bandits when I was a young man. I barely escaped. Learned to take care of myself. From that day, I swore I wouldn't let their kind roam free in the forest. Not if I had breath left to stop them.
Wow.
Matthias sounds really noble and honorable. He does.
I'm so sorry.
The wound goes deeper. I've done my best to safeguard the forest, but it's never enough. If the rumors are true, even the bandit clan who killed my family remains intact.
They're here in the forest?
No, they aren't here. From what I've heard, they have an encampment in the sewers beneath Farhaven.
Then we should stop them. You'll never be at peace until you do. Then let's go wipe them out. It would be for the good of everyone. Then we should stop them.
Perhaps. Or perhaps those are the empty promises of vengeance. One way or another, my path will bring me to them someday. When it does, we will have our reckoning. Ah. Is there something else you need?
That's kind of creepy, really.
I mean, it makes sense, though. I mean, it's a good thing to... I imagine it's kind of like self-defense. I mean, I can understand it, because...
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't... I don't know. I would want to... See, I don't know how I feel about this, because I've always learned that, you know, you shouldn't strive for vengeance, but there's a point where, you know, it's not exactly in anyone's best interest to just let them get away with killing your family, you know?
No.
It goes back to the ancient biblical rules, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth type
thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, you know,
Where did you learn so much about plants?
But anyway, that's just how I feel about it.
I learned from the forest, from watching the animals, seeing what plants they ate, which they avoided. And from a few ill-advised experiments of my own, I admit.
Okay.
Where did you learn so much? Are there other rangers like you?
Oh, yes. There have been rangers in the deep wood long before my time. And there will be long after I'm gone.
Dang!
I mean, I guess it makes sense, though. It's not like he could be the first ranger.
How was the reason to capture their
ranger? Yeah, that's for sure.
The recent days have been difficult. We've done everything.
Where's everybody else? I don't hear anybody else in here.
Yeah, it's just us for right now.
That's cool.
The rangers who died, they were your friends?
No, not my friends. My brothers.
Actually, I'm Ethernet, which is good. I'm on Ethernet. Well, I'm on Wi-Fi, but I'm plugged into Ethernet.
My friends, my brothers, why haven't you pulled back to the city? Are the rangers an official extension of the city guard? Was your father a ranger? Let's discuss something else. Was your father a ranger?
No, he was a naturalist. He wanted to catalog the herbs that grew in the forest.
I think we already asked him all of this. I'm not entirely sure.
But that's when you first encountered the rangers?
We saw them from time to time. Silent shadows among
them. Yeah, this guy sounds kind of creepy to me.
I thought they were everywhere.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if you watch show Criminal Minds, but
Yeah, it does. Still, I guess it makes sense since... of what happened in his past, I guess it would make him be more soft-spoken, which I admire.
Yeah, it would.
How recent attacks affected the ring? Are the rangers an official extension of it? Let's discuss something else.
Of course. What else?
Where did you learn? Are there other rangers like you? Let's get going.
Very well.
All right. So, we have an updated quest. Let's take a look at that.
Current quest.
Maybe we can do it today.
Laying down the law. Get into the art. Tools of the trade. Supply lines. A house divided. No rest for the troubles. Sleep strange. Get ancient deep.
Hey, how much is this game to buy? Isn't it like 25 bucks or something like that?
Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why I love these games.
The ties that bind.
Wow.
It's got a lot for $25.
Matthias has opened up about his family and told me of his wish for vengeance against the bandit clan that killed him. They have a settlement in the sewers beneath Farhaven.
Alright, so why don't we go back to Farhaven after... Although, actually, you know what? Let's try to find some more bandits while we're out here. So that we can try to kill two birds with one stone, as it were.
Yep, so, that's it.
Alright, let me see.
Which file will you save? Shelby. Game save.
Cool.
Press the enter key to enter Deepwood Ruin.
No, I don't
want to
go there.
6-0. Rambles 11. End of Ancient Road 2. Deep. Leaving Ancient Road. Figure 3. Deepwater 1820. Figure 7. Trail 215. Ancient. Entering trail. End of trail 5. Leaving trail. Even as far as I can see, 30.
Whoa!
You have encountered the enemy. Use the power shield. Attack. X. Use X on two. Giant spider at full. Giant spider at tainted raven. At giant spider at full.
Dang it, it's just two ravens and a spider.
Use a skill for Matthias for a quick draw. Use quick draw on two. Giant spider at full health. Use a skill for Gwen Adrianus for ice spider.
Use a bomb if you have it. Warm up.
19 damage.
Nice.
Choose a skill for Matthias to quick draw. Use quick draw on two, tainted raven at full health.
Matthias, you're awesome.
11 damage. 37 damage.
Nice.
184 damage.
Choose a skill quick draw. Use quick draw on two, giant spider slightly wounded. Choose a
skill
for
your
attack.
Crow or raven or whatever you are.
Raven.
17 damage. 54 damage. 19 damage.
Okay.
Choose a skill for Gwen Adrianus, Ice Spike. Firebolt, Lightning Bolt, Firebolt. Use Firebolt on Noob, Tainted Raven. Choose a skill for Matthias, the Ring, Quick Draw. Use Quick Draw, Giant Spike.
Take it out.
10 damage. 20 nice. Damage.
Choose a skill for Matthias, the Quick Draw. Use Quick Draw, Noob, Giant Spike, Tainted Raven.
out of Raven Mist.
9 damage.
Choose a skip text. Use text on Duke Titans. Choose a skill for Matthias the Ranger. Quick draw. Use quick.
21 damage. 76 damage.
Nice.
Battle off. You won.
Oh, you're doing good.
Woohoo! We won. Okay, let's see.
Use legitimate skills, Matt Gwen Adrianus. Matthias the Ranger, select the skill to use, stealth. Nature's Blessing, use Nature's Blessing on Duke, Matthias the Ranger at full health. Gwen Adrianus, slightly wounded, Shelby slightly wounded. Matthias the Ranger uses Nature's Blessing on Shelby, 38 health recovered, 308 health remain. Select the skill to use, Nature's Blessing, use Nature's Blessing on Duke, Gwen Adrianus, slightly wounded, Shelby at full health. Gwen Adrianus, Matthias the Ranger uses Nature's Blessing on Gwen Adrianus, 21 health recovered, 257 health remain. Select the skill to use, Nature's Blessing.
Alright, awesome.
24, Bounty of Nature. Nature's Blessing, use legitimate skills, Matthias the Ranger. Which pile of Shelby? Game save.
Cool. Okay, let's keep going.
East West Road 03, Rambles, enter in East West Road. Bend to the road 2320.
So you like playing Cosmic Rage too?
What will you take? Iron War Hammer 1-4.
I do, yes.
Taken, Ranger Secondary Bow 1-3. Taken, Wooden Crossbow 1-2. Taken,
Wooden Crossbow 1-3.
Bend to the road 1. Bend to the road 710. Bend to the road 710.
I'm always getting your free notifications of what's been all your bands,
yeah?
Enter in Bend to the Road.
Okay.
Enter Bend to the East West Road 027. Bend to the Road 27. Enter Bend to the Road 2. Trail 219. Enter Bend to the Road 3. Enter in East West Road. Leave in East West Road. Enter in Trail. New message from Dylan Morris. Cosmic Rage is really cool. Received at 7:47 p.m. New notification from Scott. Dylan Morris. Cosmic Rage is really cool.
I love it because I'm one of the high ranking GMC officials in the game, so I'm really excited.
I'm gonna be a
newbie. Thicket Mud.
Nice.
Ancient Road
1618.
Thicket 26.
Once we get a set up VIP Mud now.
Enter in Bend to the Road.
Enter in because VIP
Mud's
a demo. I
wonder
how much
you
really get it.
You have encountered one enemy. Choose a skill for X. Use X on Blue Grizzly Bear. Grizzly Bear at full health.
Oh, it's a bear.
Choose a skill for Matthias the Ranger. Attack. Quick draw. Use quick draw. Duke Prism. Choose a skill for Gwen Adrianus. Attack. Ice Spike. Firebolt. Use Firebolt.
22 damage.
Choose a skill for Matthias. Quick draw. Use quick draw.
22 damage.
Choose quick draw. Use quick draw. Duke Prism.
123 damage.
Jeez, wait.
Oh, okay.
129 damage.
Cool.
Choose a skill for Shelby, attack. X. Use X on Duke Prism, choose a skill for Matthias the Ranger, quick draw. Use quick draw, choose a skill for Gwen Adrianus, Ice Spike. Use Ice.
21 damage.
Choose a skill for Matthias the Ranger, quick draw. Use quick draw.
79 damage. 135 damage.
Battle log, you won.
Wow, that's a lot less time than I thought it was. Alright.
Wow.
Cool. I like that.
Which pile will you save, Shelby? Game save. Current quest, the Tiger
Pie.
Use legitimate skills, Gwen Adrianus, Shelby, Matthias the Ranger. Select the skill to use, Nature's Blessing. You don't have enough stamina.
Oh.
Bounty of Nature. You don't have enough stamina.
Oh.
Stealth.
Oh, okay.
Use legitimate skills, Matthias.
We'll be okay.
I haven't even done Eurofly. I get their email, but I haven't even been worried about Eurofly. I'm still waiting for 3 to come out.
Oh, I love Eurofly. I really hope they haven't abandoned it. I'm gonna be one angry pilot if they've abandoned it.
Oh, yeah. I hear ya.
No,
I don't think they have. Because they're still doing... It just takes time developing, and I don't think they've abandoned it.
Yeah. I hope...
Even what's up, bro. Every bridge.
Oh, the bridge.
Oh, cool.
New message from Dylan Morris. New notification from Skype. Dylan Morris at was really effective in the game, but in real life, I think I would. Skype. Text input reply window.
Yeah,
Start window. Heroes call 1.3.4.
Sorry, Dylan. I'll read your notifications in just a second.
Enter.
Here, I'm gonna see if I can do it.
Oh.
Enter
more South Road 2. Oh. 3. Rocky out, dropping 4. Empty chest 5.
Oh.
Leaving more South Road. This container is empty.
Oh, what? That's not fair.
Mad Mountain 6. Leaving. Enter it.
Oh boy.
You have encountered 6 enemies. Choose a skill for Shelby's attack.
Oh, 6 of them, man. Come on, bro.
Use X on Duke, Tainted Raven, at Tainted Raven, Giant Spider, at Hope, Giant Spider, Tainted Raven, Giant Spider, at Hope, Choose a skill for Shelby's attack.
I don't.
Repeat.
It's not worth it.
End of workshop. Skeletal remains 7. Nothing to interact with. What will you take? Hammer of ice 102. Taken. 3 gold 101. Leaving workshop. Entering bridge. Leaving bridge. Entering workshop road. End of workshop road.
Yeah, this has the same mechanics as Swamp does. I like it.
Yeah.
East West Road 228. Bend to the road 29. Entering East West Road. Deepwood Ranger has joined the battle.
Ooh, nice.
You have encountered one enemy. Choose a skill text. Use text on Duke Grizzly Bear at full health.
Grizzly Bear!
Choose a skill for Matthias the Ranger. Attack. Quick draw. Use quick draw. Choose a skill for Glenn Adrianus. Ice Spike. Use Ice Spike.
20 damage.
Choose a skill. Quick draw. Use quick draw.
52 damage. 19
nice.
Damage.
Oh, you're beating that bear up.
Quick draw. Use quick draw.
That Deepwood Ranger doesn't mess around.
83 damage.
No!
36
nice.
Damage, 21 damage.
Choose a skill for Shelby, a text. Use text on Duke Grizzly Bear wounded. Choose a skill for Matthias the Ring, quick draw. Choose a skill for Glenn Adrianus, ice spike. Hire for lightning bolt. Use lightning.
35 damage, 22 damage.
Boom. That's
nice.
Choose
a skill for Matthias the Ranger, attack. Quick draw.
Nice.
Use quick draw on Duke Grizzly.
108 damage. 26 damage.
Damage.
45 damage.
Hey, you killed him.
Choose a retreat. Attack. Text. Use text on Duke. Choose a skill for Matthias the Ranger. Attack. Quick draw. You don't have enough stamp stealth. Switch weapons. Nature's blessing. You don't have enough stamina. Aim shot. Ranged strike. You don't have enough stamp. Bounty of assassin's arrow. Bounty of nature. You don't have enough stamina. Assassin's use item. Rest. Examine part. Examine and retreat. Attack. Use attack on Duke. Grizzly bear. Choose a skill for Glenn Adrianus. Attack. Ice spike. Firebolt. Use firebolt.
66 damage.
Ooh, that's nice.
Nice.
123 damage.
Battle log, you won. Shelby has reached level 20. Shelby learned Breath of Death.
Oh, yes. Oh. Alright, let's take a look at this new skill.
Level up, Matthias the Ranger. Level Glenn Adrianus. Shelby, level 20. Level up, Shelby. Level 20 Necromancer. Set upgrade skills. Set attribute. 1 points available. Dexterity 6. Agility 10. Constitution 17. Intelligence 18. Press left and right air. Willpower 20. Press left and intelligence 8. 19. You have 0 left as Constitution 17. Are you sure you want level up, Shelby? Level 20 upgrade skills. Upgrade skills. Shelby has 1 expertise. Cursed strike. Grant 4. Sap willpower. Dark intent. Shadow barrier. Poison blade. Breath of death. Grant 2. 1 expertise. Does 250% of base magical damage. A powerful dark attack that can rob an enemy of their strength and will to fight.
Ooh. I might need that.
Rank 3,
yep.
1 expertise.
I'll get it.
You must purchase the preceding ranks of his skill for rank 2. Purchase skill for 1 expertise. Upgrade skills. Shelby has 0 expertise. Breath of death. Level up Shelby. Level 20. Level up Shelby. Level.
Alright, we'll see how effective that is later.
Yep.
Inventory. Battle axe of embers 1 of 276. Armor. Camp weapons. Magical apparel. Potions and food. 3 potions of sorcery. Magical apparel. Went potions and food. 3. 2 strong potion of respite 7 of 29. Restore 50 stamina. Use strong potion of Glenn Adrianus. Shelby. Matthias the Ranger. Shelby uses strong potion of respite on Matthias the Ranger. 50 stamina recovered. Vial of perpetual sorcery 8 of 29. Use vial of perpetual Glenn Adrianus. Matthias the Ranger. This won't do any good. Glenn Adrianus, Matthias the Ranger. Potions and food. 5, 6 weak potion of greater healing. 9 of 9 weak potion of greater respite. 3 weak potion of greater sorcery. 11 9 weak potion of greater respite. 10 of restores 50 stamina. Use weak potion of greater respite on Glenn Adrianus. Matthias the Ranger. Shelby uses weak potion of greater respite on Matthias the Ranger. 50 stamina recovered. What use weak potion of greater respite on whom? Matthias the Ranger. Shelby uses weak potion of greater respite on Matthias the Ranger. 50 stamina recovered. 172 stamina remains. Potions and food. 7 weak. Pause menu. Save your game.
Hey, if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, that'd be good. Get a bunch of y'all to subscribe to my YouTube channel. I've got several accounts, but I use one for a blind blog channel. So basically, the other day I put up about how blind people use computers.
Oh, awesome. I'll definitely take a look at it.
Yeah, I don't know how to get to my link, but it's under Christopher Thorne. If you type in Christopher Thorne, it's under there.
Use Nature's Blessing on Duke, Glenn Adrianus wounded. Matthias the Ranger uses Nature's Blessing on Glenn Adrianus. 50 health recovered, 199 health remains. Select a skill to use Nature's Blessing. Use Nature's Blessing on Duke, Glenn Adrianus slightly wounded. Matthias the Ranger uses Nature's Blessing on Glenn Adrianus. 50 health recovered, 249 health remains. Select a skill to use Nature's Blessing.
When we do go to Granny's, what would you eat?
Whatever is cooked.
I mean, but do you have anything that you...
I would love to have some of her pork.
What kind of,
The steak that she makes.
Use Nature's Blessing on Duke Shelby at full health.
Not that I know of, but weren't we gonna wait for Madison to come home?
Yeah, but we
need
to know what you guys
are doing.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Hey, how is what's her name doing? Your friend?
I could eat biscuits for breakfast or anything that she has in the pantry.
Matthias the Ranger, Shelby at full health. Matthias the Ranger.
How is what's your friend's name? The one that you were doing the lives with? What is her name?
Alexis?
Shelby at Matthias the Ranger, seriously wounded. Matthias the Ranger uses Nature's Blessing. 50 health recovered. 155 health remain. Select a skill to use Nature's Blessing. Use Nature's Blessing on Matthias the Ranger wounded.
Cool.
So I'm at the list box right now, Rep. I guess I put in a character. Right now it says Fred Valhalla.
You would have to click on add and then actually if you download the sound pack for Cosmic Rage. Actually, I tell you what, how about after the stream, I can help you set it up, and then I can get you the sound pack.
Cool.
Okay, cool. All right.
I'll be with you on the stream, so no biggie, I ain't going nowhere.
Okay, cool. Okay, so let's see. So we're still... wait a minute. Was quest update? Let me
see.
Which
file was
saved? Same. I can't remember if I did better or not. Probably not. Okay.
Current quest. Laying down the law. Reunited. Laying down the law.
Down
I agreed to help Captain Lucian move against the bandits who have been attacking travelers along the Great North Road. I shall deal with any bandits.
Okay. So we're doing...
that's what I would do. Laying down law.
Yep. That's what we're doing. Okay.
End of East West Road 3. Bramble 4. Windy plus 5-8. End of East West Road.
Oh yeah, this game's got me curious anyway. I'm gonna get it when I get some money made and get my stimulus, I'll get it.
Rambles 5-7.
Sure,
highly
recommend
it.
Yeah.
Bandit cash, shrub, bandit cash. Deep water 912.
Ooh, there's a bandit cash.
Bandit cash, shrub, bandit cash. Waterfall 17, map bounty 18. Deep water 03, click at 7. As far as I can see, 30.
Ooh.
Use a skill for shell peg.
You got an enemy.
Use Exxon Goop, Dagger Lost, at full health. Dagger Lost, at full health.
No, I'm getting out of here.
Dagger Lost, at Dagger Lost,
yeah.
Dagger Lost, at full health.
You don't
want to
be a wasp,
retreat.
Up.
Attack. Retreat.
You
ran from the enemy.
I'd rather not. Thanks. I don't
want to
go in a Dagger Lost mess.
Take a 30.
So, you have VIP by the demo version, or you got the whole full thing?
No, I got the full version.
Oh, how much is the full version?
Like... 15, 20, something like that.
As far as I can
see.
Okay.
Vent
to the road 2-4, east. Vent to the road 1-4, east west road 4. Entering vent to the road. More south. Vent to the road 1, more south. Leaving vent to the road, entering more south road. Enter more south road 1, metal 3-9, brambles 9. As far
south.
As I can see, 30.
I
think
one
of
you.
Ah.
Ooh.
You
well, wow.
Enemies. Choose a kill pet. New Exxon Goop, Giant Spider at full, Painted Raven at full, choose a skill for Shelby's attack.
Dang it, that's not what I wanted to fight.
Repeat. You ran from the enemy.
I wanted to know how I'm ready for today. Okay.
You have encountered two enemies, choose a specs. Use Exxon Goop, Dire Wolf, at full, Painted Wolf, at full health.
Oh, there's...
Choose a skill for
oh,
Matthias the Ranger, attack. Quick draw.
Okay.
Use Quick Draw Goop, choose a skill for Glenn at Ice Tide. Firebolt, Lightning Bolt. Use Lightning Bolt, Dire Wolf, at full.
Does Alexis ever play Cosmic Rage? I think she'd like it.
Choose repeat, attack.
Yeah.
Quick Draw, Stealth, Quick Draw. Use Quick Draw Goop, Dire Wolf, at...
One I was three. Playing...
23
I was playing all three on for a while, but... I can't get that stupid...
95
key in that one room.
Choose Quick Draw. Quick draw,
I think I'm gonna like Cosmic
Rage
better.
46 damage.
Alright, kill the wolf.
99 damage.
Hit him up.
Choose a skill for Ice Spike. Firebolt. Use Firebolt on Goop, Dire Wolf. Choose a skill for Matthias for Quick Draw. Use Quick...
Aww. What? Oh, you stupid.
108 damage.
Okay.
Choose a skill for Matthias.
All right. Nice.
Use withdrawn boot. Dire wolf seriously wounded. Choose a skill for Shelby. Effects. Use X on.
14 damage.
Choose a skill for Matthias. Withdraw. Use withdraw. Choose a skill for Gwen Adrian. Ice spike. Firebolt. Lightning bolt. Firebolt. Use fire.
43 damage. 13 damage.
Nice.
19 damage.
Choose a skill for quick draw. Use quick, choose a skill for Shelby. Effects. Use X on.
15 damage.
Choose a skill for Matthias the Ranger. A quick draw. Use quick draw.
14 damage. 55 damage.
Battle log, you won.
Yeah!
Cool.
Alright, so...
Use legitimate skills, Matthias the Ranger. Select a skill to use, stealth. Nature's Blessing. Use Nature's Blessing on who? Matthias the Ranger slightly wounded. Gwen Adrianus seriously wounded. Matthias the Ranger uses Nature's Blessing on Gwen Adrianus. 50 health recovered. 153 health remain. Select a skill to use. Nature's Blessing. Use Nature's Blessing on who? Gwen Adrianus wounded. Matthias the Ranger uses Nature's Blessing on Gwen Adrianus. 50 health recovered. 203 health remain. Select a skill if you don't have enough stamina. Bounty of Nature. Use legitimate skill. Which file will Shelby? Game save. Leaving. 80. Warp's up road. 03. Entering Warp's up road. And what's up, Rogue 1, 3811, 4th and 3113, 3013, 19, click at 19. As far as I can. You have encountered one enemy, choose effects. You effects on who? Grizzly Bear at full health, choose a skill for Matthias Quick Draw.
Lots of grizzly. You
quick draw on who? Choose a skill for Gwen Adrianus, attack, ice fire, firebolt, lightning bolt. You lightning bolt on who? Grizzly.
Grizzly. 21 damage.
Quick draw. You don't have enough stamina. Stealth. Switch weapons. Nature's less aim shot. You don't have enough stamina. Nature switch spell. Quick draw. Attack. Use attack on who? Grizzly bear.
113 damage.
47 damage.
43
damage.
Choose a skill X. Choose a skill for Nature's range. Quick draw. Stealth. Switch weapons. Stealth. Quick draw. You don't have enough stamina. Stealth. Quick draw attack. Use attack. Choose a skill for Gwen Adrianus. Attack. Ice spike. Firebolt. Lightning bolt, blazing weapon, charged weapon, regain focus, blazing strike, icy strike, shock and strike, flash freeze, shock and strike, use shock and strike.
90 damage. 114 damage. 30 damage.
Nice.
Choose a skill for shell pets.
Curse. That's good.
Blade energy. Curse, poison blade, curse strike, sap milk, dark intent, shadow barrier, raise wall, breath of death. Use breath of death on who? Choose a skill for Matthias the Ranged, quick draw. You don't have enough stamina. Stealth. Quick attack. Use attack. Choose a skill for Gwen Adrianus. Ice spike. Firebolt. Lightning bolt. Use lightning bolt.
74 damage. 190 damage.
Battle log. You won.
Nice.
Sweet.
Man. Necromancy is definitely a powerful thing in games.
Yep.
Holy moly. Okay.
Which I will use Shelby.
Alright, I'm gonna go back so I can get healed, and then I might actually try this quest that's in the stores.
Okay.
So, let's head back.
Entering Morse Gate, press the enter. Entering Morse South Road.
Alright, let's go to the sewer.
Choose a beacon in a temple. Morse Gate, East Gate, West Gate, South Gate, Adrianus Alley, Sewers.
South.
Entering intersection.
South.
Entering North South Road.
South.
Actually, no. Let's go to
south.
The temple first.
Choose a beat, set custom beat, blacksmith. Set cut sword, alley, Adrianus, South Gate, West Gate, East Gate, North Gate, temple.
Northeast.
End of Mortsouth Road 2, Temple Door 4. Leaving Mortsouth Road. Entering. Leaving Temple. Entering Temple Chapel. Temple Wall 2, Wall 4. Fossil Nation 1.
You were led here.
What can you tell me about Sardin? Do you have it? I need healing.
Your wounds are not dire,
oh,
my child. Return when you are in true need of divine mercy.
What can you tell me about? Do you have it? I need healing. What do you have for safe? I'll be going now.
May the peace of the divine go with you.
Temple Wall 3. Wall 2. Hold number one. Wall one. Hold number one. Seek the healing of the divine when your situation is more dire. Wall one. Wall two.
Trust the divine.
Library door zero.
Oh, there's a library here.
Entering library.
Oh, wow.
Display case, bookcase, bookcase, bookcase.
Wow, okay.
Display case two. This container is locked. We'll need someone with...
Oh, Simeon can get it.
Leave it alone. Wall three.
Simeon can do just about anything, really.
Bookcase five.
Yep.
Nothing to interact with. Nothing to interact with.
Though...
What will you take? Edros by the early years, one of two. The Fox and the Mask, two of two.
Ooh.
Edros by the early years, one of two.
I've never seen these.
Taken. The Fox and the Mask, one of one. Taken.
I've never seen these.
Display case. Empty bookcase. Bookcase.
I love
bookcase.
How you can just steal stuff.
That's cool.
Bookcase two. What will you take? Meditations of Father Gwyn, one of two. Taken. The Road to Blessing, one of one. Taken. Empty bookcase two.
Wow.
Temple Wall three.
I might want to read some of these books later.
Display case. Empty bookcase. Bookcase. Empty bookcase. Display case one. Temple Wall six. Wall four. Empty bookcase four. Temple Wall three. Empty
East.
Bookcase four. Temple Wall three. Bookcase four. What will you take? Elemental magic and introduction 103. Taken. Herbologist field guide taken. The arcane practicum taken.
Wow, okay. Let's read some of these.
Display case, empty bookcase, inventory, battle axe of embers, 1 of 200, armor, canvas, inventory, miscellaneous, the guide to potions and food, 7, miscellaneous, the guide to deepwood, 19, wolf tail fort, the guide to deepwood, the guide to Farhaven graveyard, 2 of 46, arcane poisons and their, the guide to Farhaven graveyard, 2 of 46, arcane poisons and their applications, 3 of Edros by the early years, 4 of 46, in the story past of Farhaven, few heroes stand as tall in memory as Edros by, what follows is a summary of his life and adventures.
Oh, okay.
The life of Edros by began a scandal, his father was a wealthy merchant, a member of the social elite in Stanabay Port, his mother was Syrian by, one of the last members of the swiftly vanishing elven race.
Ooh. Oh, this is interesting because we don't really hear anything about elves or anything, so this is cool.
Nope.
This is like an Easter egg. Alright, let's see.
For a wealthy socialite in my day, there was no shame in having a mistress. However, having an elven mistress was the height of social impropriety. As such, Edros, my father disowned him at birth and severed all ties to Syrian, fearing how the child would impact his reputation.
Oh.
Raising a child as a single mother is difficult enough. For an elf living on the fringes of society, it was nearly impossible. When her son was still young, Syrian sought refuge in an elven mission sponsored by the Temple of the Divine.
Okay.
She could not have known how his decision would change her life. It was there that Syrian met Celis Arrhenius, a missionary of the Divine. Over time, the two fell in love, with Arrhenius eventually taking her as his wife and raising Edros as his own son.
Aww.
It should now be clear to the reader that Edros was forever a man of two worlds, half-elf, half-man, born to the social elite, yet cast out to the edge of society, raised with a mother who honored the traditions of the elves, and a father who followed the way of the divine.
Huh.
It is little surprise then that Edros was a brother as a youth, the boy proved himself exceptionally bright and charming, with his natural elven talents setting him above his peers in many regards. However, he never found a place in the society of Stanabay despite his skills and qualifications.
Aww.
With no real prospects in the city and burdened by a sense of restlessness that had plagued him as long as he could remember, Edros joined the Stanabay Border Patrol. The physical prowess gained from his elven heritage made him an ideal soldier, and since the Border Patrol was deployed far outside the city limits, there was less political pressure against commissioning the half-elf than there would have been on the city watch. My skills and charisma quickly earned him the rank of lieutenant, and he was assigned command over a detachment of patrol rangers. His innate skill with a bow was legendary by his time, and the archers under his command soon rose in fame throughout the border patrol.
Oh.
It was also at this time that goblin raiding parties began to appear more frequently on the surface world. My soldiers were assigned to the forest south of Stanabay and led several successful raids against the goblins. However, while they successfully defended the southern front, the goblins led a massive blitz attack on Fort Region, west of Stanabay. The fort fell, and the Great Goblin War had begun in earnest. Much of the blame for the goblin attacks fell on the governor of Stanabay, and he was quickly ousted. This was an important moment in the story of Edros Mai, as the newly elected governor was none other than his own father. While few of the court of nobles knew about my lineage, the secret was known to him and to the new governor. Out of desire to prove himself to the father who had discarded him, my volunteered to lead the assault to recapture Fort Regent. He was the only captain willing to volunteer, as all others recognized the attack for what it was a suicide mission. The other captains were right. The attack was a disaster, with all but a few of my men slaughtered. Those who survived were taken prisoner and brought to the palace of the Goblin King to be tortured. After enduring weeks of torture, my was scheduled to be executed in the Goblin's Gladiator Arena, but on the night before his execution, he got the drop on one of his guards and was able to escape. His escape, however, came at a price. The guard may overpower didn't have the key to the manacle binding him to the dungeon wall, leaving him no choice but to sever his own left hand. With the loss of his hands, he was forced to rely on single-handed bladed weapons in combat from that day on. Ironically, for all his skill with a bow, Mai is today known as a legendary swordsman. His goblin captors could need rave imagined that this terrible injury would forge him into one of the most deadly artists with a blade that the world has ever seen.
I mean, I guess it makes sense considering that he's part elf, so it makes sense.
Yeah. Badly injured, Mai still managed to fight his way to safety. He went on to be instrumental in the resolution of the Great Goblin War and in the subsequent defense against the insurgent necromancer Alistair Olcano. But those, dear reader, are tales for another time.
Oh, interesting. So we've got some more history to look at. Very cool.
November 1 of 283. Miscellaneous. Edros Mai. Potions and food. 7-week potion. 3-week potion of greater sorcery. 11 of 29. 13-week potion of heal. 3-week. 7-6 vial. Strong. Miscellaneous. Edros Mai. Early elemental magic and introduction. 5 of 46. Since time immemorial, mages have invented the three elements to their will. Fire, ice, and lightning have a variety of offensive applications. This volume provides an introduction to the uses of elemental magic. For more detailed information, we recommend Tristan Adrianus' Essential Spellcaster's Handbook. Fire magic is a manifestation of pure emotion. This searing heat is useful against almost any foe. Many undead creatures are especially vulnerable to fire. A powerful fire spell can knock an opponent to the ground, giving the caster time to prepare other spells. Ice magic is bold and calculating, like the mages who use it. Most ice spells slow the target, and a powerful cry monster can freeze an opponent solid. Ice magic is favored by those who prefer the debilitation of their foes over raw power.
Wow.
Lightning magic is favored by advanced elemental mages. If cast with enough strength, the lightning bolt can paralyze the target, rendering them helpless. Lightning magic requires incredible focus, and as such, drains the caster of more magical energy than most other elemental attacks.
Ah.
Ice magic is, lightning magic is favored by advanced elemental.
Cool.
Inventory, battle, miscellaneous, elemental magic and introduction 5 of 46, full moon 6 of 46.
Full moon?
Elemental magic and introduction 5 of 46, full moon 6 of 46. Swanya Bell cast the Lucas stepped into the silvery light of the bright silver moon. Here, here, she stammered, gazing at him as he stood in the bright silver light of the silver moon.
Huh.
The silver light of the bright silver moon shone on his manly shoulders, his muscular arms, his chiseled torso, but her eyes were drawn to the wolf-like ears, the patches of gray fur. Swanya Bell was afraid, but she was also something else. A wolf man, Lucas's voice was smooth and rich, but gravelly, like something smooth and rich, except also gravelly. Are you afraid? Swanya Bell didn't know what to say. What would Eduardo think if he saw her now so close to another man? No, not a man, another monster. Her heart began to beat faster at the thought. I'm not afraid, she said. Her voice was meek, but also brave. But I have a boyfriend, and he's really handsome, and also he's a vampire.
Okay.
Crazy, okay.
He said with a wolfish smile before disappearing into the night. Swanya Bell watched him go, wishing she could decide if she was happy or sad. Then she looked up at the silvery light of the full moon and began to cry.
Okay.
Alright.
Inventory, battle axe, miscellaneous, full moon 6, fundamentals of commerce 7 of 46.
Fundamentals of commerce?
Supply and demand is the equilibrium of economics, but it is not the only driving force. Read on to discover several principles for the most effective buying and selling of goods. Never underestimate the value of convenience. A merchant can and will charge more for a variety of goods in a central, convenient location than for specialized goods off the beaten path because people will pay. For the seller, the decision must be made whether time or money is of greater value. However, shopkeepers should also remember that by specializing in one type of item, you may be able to offer a greater variety. This will attract more discerning buyers who are looking for a broader selection than they can find at a general store. If you intend to do business with any merchant, you should consider finding a way to enter their good graces. It is not uncommon for merchants to offer discounted prices as payment for services rendered, a winning arrangement for both parties involved.
Okay, that's good. That's what we've been doing.
A predictable inventory is the bane of successful business. Vendors should cycle their inventory regularly to keep regular customers coming back to see what is in stock.
Okay.
Traveling merchants may not have this luxury, however. In this case, a merchant ought to carry only the finest and most valuable merchandise to offset the unlikelihood of clients making repeat purchases.
Okay.
Inventory. Miscellaneous. Goblin Shaman. Goblin Smith's Treasonous Letter. Goblin Shaman's Treasonous Letter. Goblin Smith's Treasonous Letter. Goblin War Chant 10 of 46. Gwendolyn Wire Spirit Slayer 11 of 46. Gwendolyn drew her sword calmly. Anyone else would be trembling in their boots, but not Gwendolyn. She wouldn't be caught dead in boots. They made her calves look enormous, and in her perfectly fitted, stylish sandals, she was perfectly still. The ghost had appeared out of nowhere, faint clouds of misty darkness. She could hear sounds coming from them like the distant moans of the dead, echoing down the long chasm. She rushed at the first ghost with her trademark twirling swan move, the one she had perfected against the brutish boar of Bleakwood Barrow. The blade passed cleanly through the ghost, with no effect. The ghost responded by showering her with bolts of lightning, but Gwendolyn was too quick on her feet to be hit. One bolt grazed her perfectly styled leather armor, but was easily absorbed by the defensive amulet and ring she wore. Gwendolyn never left home without a solid magical defense. Gwendolyn sheathed her sword, taking advantage of her free hand. She adjusted her braid as she dodged the ghost attacks if anyone came by. She wanted to look absolutely perfect as she was killing these ghosts for the second time.
So, I'm wondering, is this our Gwendolyn? Or, no, that couldn't be our Gwendolyn because she has a different last name. But I'm wondering if it's someone that she was named after. Maybe Gwen's grandmother, maybe? I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
It could be. I'm not sure, though.
With an elegant flourish, she drew the enchanted dagger that Victoria had given her as a going-away present. She had thought that the 2 hours they spent behind the watchtower had been enough of a going-away present, but she wasn't complaining.
Huh.
The fire gem on the dagger sizzled as she swung it through the first ghost. The blade still didn't do any damage, but the spirit treatment pain as the fire seared its ectoplasmic essence. Gwendolyn flipped her parents' smirk. You should have known not to mess with the best, she said, before dispatching another ghost.
Okay.
Inventory.
That's
battle
interesting.
Battle 283. Miscellaneous. Gwendolyn Wire Spirit.
I'm just reading these books.
Herbologist's Field Guide 1246. Uh-huh. Meditations of God. Herbologist's Field Guide 12. Any naturalist worth his residual golem knows that the land surrounding Farhaven are replete with valuable plants. It takes a trained eye to recognize these plants, but for those with the proper skills, this field guide will serve as a helpful reference.
Okay.
Blue moss, a very common form of flora. Blue moss can be found anywhere cool and damp. It is distinguished by its blue color. Blue moss has restorative properties and can be used as a natural gauze. The moss is naturally antiseptic and is therefore completely safe.
Oh, interesting.
Kingsoil
wow,
is believed
okay.
That this blue oil leaf plant was once cultivated by the elves. However, now it is among the rarest and most valuable wild herbs. Kingsoil is a healer's delight. It can be mixed into poultices, boiled in water for healing grass, or eaten plain. This natural healing powers
Lord
are beneficial for both health,
reference.
Energy, and vitality.
Though, yeah. In a different tongue, it would be called Athelas.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Luminous lichen, though it can be found in any cool camp locale, this moss is most easily spotted in the darkness of caves, where its natural bioluminescence stands out more clearly in the darkness. Many mages claim that consuming this plant restores their magical energies. However, such claims are not within the realm of naturalistic inquiry and are therefore beyond the scope of this resource.
Okay.
Monster, despite its holy name, this plant is a favorite of dark practitioners. It is among
yes,
the most poisonous
me.
Plants known to naturalists, and should therefore be picked only by those trained in its proper handling. The plant is easily recognized by the jagged edges of its five-pointed leaves. While this plant can be distilled into more powerful poisons, even coating a weapon with the natural secretions of the leaves can have deadly results.
Another Lord of the Rings reference.
Mm-hmm.
Nightshade, only slightly less poisonous than Moxworth. These sun-shaped plants should be handled with great care. However, they are highly valuable, and a skilled alchemist can use nightshade in both poisons and restorative potions. It is found most commonly in graveyards, leading some fanciful minds to speculate that it feeds on the negative energy of the dead. Motherwort is not an attractive plant. With its purple stem and hairy grayish leaves, few would want to pick this plant, let alone consume it. Nevertheless, its highly nutritious attributes mean that this plant can be used to restore a fair deal of energy when needed.
Oh, okay.
Penicillin, this
oh,
one
wow.
Has only recently been discovered, and much further study needs to be done before its full properties can be confirmed. However, initial tests do indicate that this plant may be used as a treatment for some poisons.
Okay.
Motherwort, penicillin, this one is ranger redwood, so called because of its popularity among the woodland rangers. This delicate, pale green herb is easy to miss for those who are not trained to spot it. However, for those such as the rangers of Deepwood, it can provide a much needed source of sustenance during long journeys across country.
Cool.
Red algae, far more than based on scum, this ruddy substance is well worth scooping off the surface of still waters wherever it may be found. If properly prepared, red algae can provide a boost of energy for even the most exhausted traveler.
Okay.
Sorcerer scuff, since this must tend to be the same color as the green part where it often goes, it can be particularly difficult to find. Many magicians claim that it has powerful magical properties. It is included in this tome merely as a curiosity. Wild mint, when crushed, the leaves of this plant provide a cool and refreshing aroma. It is mostly prized as a garnish for fine cuisine, but can be consumed in the wild if necessary. Wolfsbane, the most naturally poisonous plant found in this area. Wolfsbane should be avoided by all but the most practiced herbalists. Its appearance is distinctive, with seven jagged leaves in a spiral pattern. Even touching this plant can lead to debilitating illness, and since the authors of this book can scarcely imagine the reason that a respectable citizen should need to possess such a virulent agent, we advise avoiding it altogether.
Okay.
That's kind of interesting.
Inventory. Battle Axe. Miscellaneous. Herb. Meditate. Miners in. The Arcane Practicum. Miners in. Meditations of Father Gwynn 13 of 46. Miners in. Reductor. Meditate. Herbologist. Field Guide 12 of 4. Meditations of Father Gwynn 13 of. Translator's Note. The spiritual writings of Father Gwynn reflect the intersection between traditional piety of the One Divine and the ancient religion of the Elves. Great care has been taken to preserve the original meaning of the text. However, since Father Gwynn wrote all his personal meditations in Old Elven and few extant translations remain of that ancient tongue, some editorial interpolations have been necessary. O Star Father of the Elven Kindred, O One Divine of Men, art thou not two, but one in thy purposes, didst thou form my sisters and I of the water, flowing gently with the course of nature with thy hands, didst thou form the brotherhood of men from the earth, rigid and unyielding, with which element was your hand most pleased, and in which did your heart take delight? These things I ponder.
Wow.
When thy voice is silent in my mind, my heart hearkens to the earth, the stars above do sing in manifold harmony. Beneath, the streams that lap with merry glee, applause roars through the boughs of the trees as passeth by the breeze, and all living things give voice to their ascent. The sun shouteth its greeting, and the waters give their glad reply. Voice of the moon a tender well met, and earth resoundeth with hearty response. How very full of song and sound is thy creation, wherefore hear we not? May I be water which floweth free, set within the confines thou hast placed, yet unhindered by aught that would dissipate its course. May I be starlight that shineth bright, more gentle than a breath, yet inexorable, and claiming the darkness back from the night. May I be fire which burneth in ecstatic transience, touching all around me irrevocably, though my life is brief. May I be air which whispereth, reaching all with the touch of my hand, yet disturbing not that thou hast established. Wherefore makest thou a thing of beauty destined to fade? I think on this as I gaze upon the flower fresh plucked by an uncaring hand. Oh, my people, whose memory even now fadeth as the lingering light of the waning moon, is your dignity found not in the longevity of your life, but the grace of your dying, your beauty not in that which you bring, but the sorrowful silence you leave behind? Star maker, water shaper, wherefore findest thou pleasure in such as us? Is it in our dying that thou knowest us, and is it in the feeble, fading nature of our beauty that thou callest us thy children?
Wow.
Battle, miscellaneous, miners in the arcane, the five pillars of persuasion 16 of 4th, the arcane practicum 15 of 46, miners introductory handbook, the arcane practicum 15 of credence, apprentice mage. In these pages you shall find an introduction to many topics of interest for the inexperienced spellcaster. Your master wizard will expect a basic familiarity with these topics, so it is highly recommended that you review this entire volume before beginning your formal training.
Ironic that this would be in a temple.
Wow.
Because, I don't know, necromancy doesn't really seem like the sort of thing that you would keep in a temple.
No.
I don't know. Interesting.
Elemental magic is the primary means of attack and defense for general magic users. Fire is the element with the most raw destructive power. Ice and lightning can both be used to debilitate enemies.
Okay.
When casting a damaging spell, the effectiveness is dependent upon the caster's willpower. Mages with strong wills will be able to unleash devastating attacks far more potent than any warrior.
Okay.
Strong willpower is not enough for truly effective spell casting, however. A mage must also train his or her mind to develop the intelligence to use magic effectively. Intelligent mages are far more accurate with their spells and far more likely to succeed when casting spells that inflict effects but do not deal damage. Intelligence is also valuable to a mage, as it is the source of mana. Mana is the magical energy from which all spells are drawn. A powerful mage can deal more damage than the most heavily armed warrior, but never forget that an exhausted warrior can still swing their sword, whereas an exhausted sorcerer is defenseless. For this reason, mages are encouraged to train in basic melee ranged combat as well.
Okay, yeah.
However, this presents a mage with a choice. The more one chooses to burden oneself with physical trappings, the more effort one must summon to conjure magic. A mage in simple ropes may be felled easily by a blade, but his magic reserves will far outlast those of a mage burdened by armor. For this reason, many mages choose to eschew armor and instead train in defensive magic. With the appropriate defensive spells, you will find you have no need for clear chainmail.
Okay.
When defensive spells fail, do not forget the healing powers at your command. If you desire true mastery of the healing arts, you should study holy magic as a member of the clergy. However, even elemental magic can be used to heal. If you develop a powerful enough resistance to an element, you will be able to absorb any attacks of that element and use them to restore your own vitality.
Okay.
Inventory. Miscellaneous. The five filled the fox and the mask, the great Danes, the 18 of 4th, the fox and the mask, 17 of 40. The fox stood before Alexei, his face hidden behind the black mask, his saber held loosely at his side. This was the moment Alexei had been waiting for, as long as he could remember. It was finally here. He charged, swinging his sword with all of his might. The fox barely seemed to move. A flicker of silver light as the tip of his blade darted up. That was all Alexei saw before he was spun to the side, carried by the momentum of his own sword. Again, the fox said, a faint smile touching his lips. Alexei glared and charged. Again, the fox parried. This time, the fox twisted his blade as he blocked, sending Alexei's weapon flying from his hand. Strength isn't everything, the fox said, reaching out to catch the weapon before Alexei even realized he'd been disarmed.
I feel like these are proverbs of some kind.
Yeah, sound like it.
With enough dexterity, you can stop a warhammer with a dagger. He still wore that maddening ghost of a smile. Remember that, if you're going to be my apprentice, you'll need to learn finesse.
Okay.
Listen here, you cape twirling bold. Alexei paused. The words dawned on him too late. Wait, you said, apprentice?
Yeah.
For a moment, the ghost of a smile on the fox's face almost became a real one. He gave an imperceptible nod and raised the tip of his saber into a ready position. Again.
Okay.
Yeah, weird. 40,
Battle Axe, miscellaneous, the fox, the great Gainsby, 18 of 46.
The great Gainsby? Oh, jeez.
Once upon a time, there was a man named Gainsby. He was fabulously wealthy, and as such was incredibly important and well-liked. He attended fabulous parties, and only ever dined with fabulously wealthy people, and dined with them he did quite often, and on quite fine fare.
Okay.
Since Gainsby was so fabulously wealthy, nothing bad ever happened to him. His life would have been quite dull, were it not for the extravagant parties, equisite meals, and exotic women with which he was constantly entertained. There were many people who said Gainsby was immature or shallow. They said that he needed to suffer some sort of tragedy or fall from grace, so that he could learn what really mattered in life. Those people had never been as fabulously wealthy as Gainsby, or they would never have said such things. Eventually, Gainsby died. Everyone was quite sure that he had lived a quite fine life, and he was buried with a great deal of gold and silver and fine clothes and wine and cheeses in a very fine mausoleum which he had paid to have carved by hand by the finest of artisans. Many criticized Gainsby for not donating his wealth to those who needed it, but really, what rubbish. The moral here is that if you are fabulously wealthy, nothing bad could ever possibly happen to you. If you are not fabulously wealthy, you will have to content yourself by reading about the lives of the fabulously wealthy. Please consult the index of other books from this publisher in the back of this volume for help finding your next escape into the world of the fabulously wealthy.
Yeah, I'm thinking not. I don't think so. I don't think that's correct. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know not that I don't want to read any more books by that author.
Inventory. Battle Axe, November 1, Miscellaneous. The Great Danes, the 1846. The Noble Houses of Barhaven, 1946. Yeah. The Road to Blessing, 2046.
The Road to Blessing.
The Divine Princess of the Spheres are lowly, for they have greater wealth than the richest of kings. To them, he will give the kingdom that will never pass away.
I know I'm spending a lot of time in this, guys. It just
That's
it's
okay.
So
We're good.
Interesting to see how much detail they put into these books. It's really interesting.
The Divine Princess of the Spheres are heavy with sorrow, for they are filled with compassion for others. He will wipe away their tears and will give them joy in exchange for their weeping.
Wow.
The Divine Blessed is those who are not haughty or proud. They shall be placed over all of his creation to rule and to reign. The Divine Blessed is those who long for justice, for it is his heart as well. He will feed their longing with an overflowing cup of righteousness.
Oh.
The Divine Blessed is those who show mercy, but woe to those who are cruel. To the merciful he will show mercy, but to the cruel he will not withhold judgment.
Mm.
The Divine Blessed is those who have purified their hearts, for only they may behold his face. Look upon them and be blessed, all ye who hear.
I like this.
Miscellaneous.
Somebody
actually
found a Bible in that game. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The Road to Blessing, the Subtle Art of Necromancy, 21 of 4th, the Tale of Titus Adrianus, Titus Adrianus' Journal, 23 of Unfinished, Letter 24 of 4th, Victoria's Note 25 of Adrianus Mausoleum, Key 26 of 46, 5 Bear Pill 27 of 46, Adrianus, 5 Bear Pill 27 of 46, 5 Bear Pill 27 of 46.
Yeah.
Broken Amulet 28 of 5 Bear Pill 27 of Adrianus Mausoleum, 5 Broken 3 Crack Amethyst, 26 Crack Emerald, 10 Crack Opal, 3 Crack Ruby,
33
Crack Sapphire, 3 Crack Ruby.
Okay, these are the rest of these. Okay. All right, so that is very interesting.
Which file was killed? Game saved.
Man, I kind of want to loot from the display cases, but I don't want to go so low as to actually steal stuff from the temple.
I mean,
if I could put the books back on the shelves, I would, but I can't do that, so... All right, well, I'm just going to assume that these are here for anyone to have, and because I can't really put them back now, and I'm just going to go. Okay.
Display case, empty bookcase, empty bookcase, empty. Temple hall 4. Library door 3. Entering temple chapel. Door 0. Leaving temple chapel. Entering bell tower.
Oh,
temple wall 0. Door 1. Leaving
bell tower.
Entering child. Door 4. Leaving temple chapel. Entering temple. Leaving temple.
Okay.
Entering north south road.
Cool. So let's go to the sewer.
Choose a beacon, temple, north gate. East gate.
Wait a minute.
Hyperodium, use the unit skills, Matthias the Ranger, Gwenadria, Matthias the Ranger, select the skill to use, bounty of nature. Stealth. Nature's blessing. Use nature's blessing on new. When Adrianus seriously wounded, Shelby seriously wounded, Matthias the Ranger slightly wounded, new notification from Skype, Dylan Morris, those books were really interesting, the developers really took their time with Skype, not text input
they
or reply
really
window.
They really did, and there's definitely something to be said for developers who take their time in releasing games like this.
Yeah.
You know, I just, as impatient as I am for the next audio game, you know, it's important to understand that a lot of times when developers are taking their time, they really are trying to make it the best that they possibly can.
And that's what I think is happening with EuroFi. They want to make it the best, presentation of the game.
I really hope they release an update soon. Yeah, that's the thing that I feel like I have to bear in mind. So,
yeah.
It's definitely something to keep in mind. Okay,
Shelby seriously wounded.
So I need to. Oh, I need to heal.
Matthias the Ranger uses nature's blessing on Shelby. 50 health recovered. 182 health remains. Select a skill to use nature's blessing on Duke. Shelby wounded. Matthias the Ranger uses nature's blessing on Shelby. 50 health recovered. 232 health remains. Select a skill to use nature's blessing. Use nature's blessing on Duke. Shelby wounded. Matthias the Ranger uses nature's blessing on Shelby. 50 health recovered. 282 health remains. Select a skill to use nature's blessing. Use nature's blessing on Duke. Shelby slightly wounded. Matthias the Ranger uses nature's blessing on Shelby. 37 health recovered. 319 health remains. Select a skill to use nature's blessing. Use nature's blessing on Duke. Shelby at full health. Matthias the Ranger slightly wounded. Matthias the Ranger uses nature's blessing.
My girl is at full health. That's good.
Select the skill to use nature's blessing. Use nature's blessing on Duke. Matthias the Ranger at full health. Gwen Adrianus. Seriously, Matthias the Ranger uses nature's blessing on Gwen Adrianus. 50 health recovered. 163 health remains. You don't have enough mana.
Okay, I need some mana.
You don't have enough mana. Bounty of nature. You don't have enough stamina.
And I need stamina.
Stealth. Nature's blessing.
Hyperodium
sent a message. Hello, 8:24 p.m. in group conversation. The Great Clan. New notification from Skype. Hyperodium in the Great Clan. Hello, Skype. Not text
hello.
Info reply window.
How's it going?
Hey, how you doing,
Stealth.
Bud?
Nature's blessing. Bounty of nature. Use unit skills. Matthias. Inventory. Battle Axe of Embers 1 of... Miscellaneous. 3 Crack Ruby 30. Inventory. Armor. Canvas Pants 1 of 94. Weapons. Battle Axe of Embers 1 of 30. Magical Affair. Hyperodium sent a new notification from Skype. Hyperodium in the Great Clan. It's Hammond, but I changed my name. Skype. Not text info. Reply window. Miscellaneous.
Okay.
3 Crack Ruby 32 of 46.
Hey, what's up, Hammond? How you doing, bud?
How's it going?
Miscellaneous, 3 Crack Ruby 32, Inventory, Battle Axe of M, Miscellaneous, Potions and Food, Strong Potion of Respite 7 of 29, New Notification from Skype, Hyperodium in the Great Clan, Good, You, Skype, Dot Text Info Reply with Restores 50 Stamina. Use Strong Potion of Respite on New, Gwen Adrianus, Matthias the Ranger, Shelby uses Strong Potion of Respite on Matthias the Ranger, 50 Stamina, 3 Potion of Sorcery 6 of 28, 10 Potion of Respite 5 of 28, 3 Vial of Perpetual Sorcery 7 of, Use Vial of Perpetual Sorcery on New, Matthias the Ranger, Shelby uses Vial of Perpetual Sorcery on Matthias the Ranger, 50 Mana Recovered, 80 Mana Remains, Use Weak Potion of Greater Healing on New, Gwen Adrianus, Matthias the Ranger, potions of food, 6 weak potion of greater healing, 7 of 20, 7 weak potion of greater respite, 8 of 27. Use weak potion of greater respite on whom? Matthias the Ranger. Shelby uses weak potion of greater respite on Matthias the Ranger, 50 stamina recovered, 168 stamina remains. Use weak potion of greater respite on whom? Shelby uses weak potion of greater respite on Matthias the Ranger, 48 stamina remains. Use weak potion of greater respite on whom? Matthias the Ranger. This won't do any good.
Okay, cool.
Shelby. Potions and food. 5 weak potions. Use the unit skills.
So
Matthias the Ranger. Gwen Adrianus. Shelby. Matthias the Ranger.
I can.
Gwen Adrianus. Shelby.
Use.
Gwen Adrianus. Matthias the Ranger.
This.
Select the skill to use. Stealth. Nature's Blessing. Bounty of Nature. You don't have enough mana. Nature's Blessing.
Oh, my kitty.
Use Nature's Blessing on who? Gwen Shelby at full health. Matthias the Ranger at full health. Gwen Adrianus wounded. Matthias the Ranger uses Nature's Blessing on Gwen Adrianus. 50 health recovered. 213 health remain. Select the skill to use. Nature's Blessing. Hyperolium sent a message. I am sorry I could not unmute because I am in another house. So at 8:26 PM,
oh,
new conversation
okay.
With great plan.
That's
notification.
No worries.
Use Nature's Blessing on who? Gwen Adrianus slightly wounded. Matthias the Ranger uses Nature's Blessing on Gwen Adrianus. 44 health recovered. 257 health remain. Select
right,
the skill to
cool.
Use. Make use with unit skills. Which file will you, Shelby? Game save.
Alright, let's go to the
choose
source.
Choose a beacon.
Now.
East gate, west gate. South gate. Adrianus Alley. Source.
South.
House
south.
Of
south.
What games does Alexa play? Did she play this?
Entering
South
Road.
I'm not
south.
Sure.
South. 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 East.
End of what's up,
East.